This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A high-stakes and a high-tech game of did not got going today in federal court in San Jose. Apple is suing Samsung for $2.5 billion for, Apple says, stealing the designs for its iPad and iPhone. Samsung, in turn, says Apple stole its designs from somebody else to begin with. But as for the technology at the heart of this whole thing, Marketplace's Queena Kim explains that might not really matter at all.
Paulette Taylor has been a jury consultant on patent lawsuits for about 20 years. She says, for jurors, when you're called to a patent case,
it's like being set down in the middle of a foreign land where you don't speak the language and you have no idea what the customs are.
And so she says, the lawyer becomes the jury's guide to this strange place. In the case of Apple versus Samsung, I'll quote from the Apple's pretrial brief here. The jury must decide whether Samsung violated, quote, Apple's D677 and D087 iPhone design patents and the D889 tablet design patent. Translation? Did Samsung copy the rectangular shape, rounded corners, and the button at the bottom of the iPhone? Robin Feldman is a professor at UC Hastings. She says neither Apple nor Samsung can rely on the jury to understand the intricacies of the technology. What the lawyers need is a gripping narrative.
I think if you see really fine trial lawyers, their skill is their ability to tell a story.
Jerry Ivey is a trial attorney at Finnegan in Washington, D.C. Ivey defended an elevator company accused of a faulty electrical system that made its elevators freefall. Instead of trying to explain the complicated electrical blueprints and circuitry to jurors, Ivey put an elevator repairman on the stand.
And I would say, what did you do when you were told the elevator had freefallen into the basement? He said, we hoisted it back up to the top floor. I got on top of it and rode it without the safety devices.
He won the case by making it all about the elevator repairman. And why would he risk his life by riding on top of the elevator if he thought it was faulty? Lawyers say jurors in the Apple Samsung case will be looking for a story to hook onto, and it may have very little to do with understanding the technology. Or should I say, understanding a motivation to combine techniques used in application management systems with browser applications on portable electronic devices. I'm Queena Kim for Marketplace.